This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Pain and Pendergast.
Hi, Pain and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday. So the latest wide receiver to have drama, feels like this is an annual thing now. Like this, the two annual things in the NFL, veteran quarterbacks that become available that wouldn't normally become available in past seasons. There's usually one or two. And now the wide receiver. There's wide receiver drama every offseason. Last year, it was mostly Brandon Ayuk last year. Ironically, this year, Seth, it's the same team, just a different wide receiver. Debo Samuel has requested a trade per Adam Schefter. And according to the reports I saw yesterday, the team has granted him permission. I'm looking at it right here. Here's Schefter. They've granted Debo Samuel, the Niners have, and his agent to find a trade partner for the wide receiver. This comes after Samuel asked San Francisco to trade him during the players' exit meetings after the season. So they did their players' exit meetings in San Francisco. They sit down with each of the players. How'd the season go? You've been in these meetings before. You know more about them than I do. But apparently in Debo's meeting, he requested a trade. And they said, cool, go find one. You do
it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the 49ers last year were in a position where the feeling was, hey, all right, we've got this core of players. Some of them are aging. Some of them are injury prone. We're not quite exactly sure what we have in Brock Purdy, but he seems to be the best damn thing that we can go forward with. And they spent a bunch of money on bringing back Brandon Ayuk. They gave Trent Williams a new contract. Trent Williams is like 53 years old, but still very good. But there was a feeling of, all right, this is the one last big splurge. Well, we've got this core, and it's boom or bust. And they ended up busting big time. And now they've got to figure out a way to pick up the pieces and move on. And it makes a lot of sense for Brandon Ayuk, who hasn't had over 1,000 seasons since, or 1,000 yards in a season since 2021.
Hang on, Debo.
Debo Samuel hasn't had over 1,000 yards in a season since 2021. Everybody's jumping off the sinking ship. It feels like that. Right? Not that the 49ers are going to be a horrible team or anything this year, but you can read the writing on the wall, and there's a very good chance they might not be that same team. And they're certainly not going to be able to spend once they pay Brock Purdy.
No. I mean, they're having a tough time spending right now, even with Brock Purdy on his rookie deal. I mean, they got a lot of guys that are being paid at top of market for their position. We didn't even go to the defensive side. Nick Bosa paid. Fred Warner paid. Christian McCaffrey back to the offense. Got an extension last year. The Ayuk ended up getting a deal that was over $30 million a year. They paid a lot of guys. Debo's an interesting one because, you asked me when we were off air, when do you think the last 1,000-yard season he had was? And I said probably before this contract that he signed because it feels like he hasn't really been that level of player. I think 2021 was that year where they really started to use him as a gimmick, where he was a wide receiver, a lot of catch and run, but they put him in the backfield and use him as a running back as well. They did a lot of, so he's a unique player. He's somebody whose just body type would scare me a little bit with the conditioning and whatnot. He's
a bigger guy.
He's a little
that
thick.
He's never been super fast, but yeah. He's really good with run after the catch and all that stuff.
Yeah.
If Bobby Slowick, if it were last year and we've still got stars in our eyes about potentially, you know, becoming some version of the San Francisco 49ers offense. You remember way back when it was good, and I might be a little bit more titillated by it, but he's not a guy that gets me super excited. And especially, I think financially, it makes the best sense that they redo Stephon Diggs' deal, that the Texans redo Stephon Diggs' deal. If I'm gonna have an aging veteran wide receiver on the team, I would prefer that it be Stephon Diggs. A week from now, the Texans got to figure out what they're going to do with Stephon Diggs, and if they want to retain him, they got to try to do it this week,
yeah,
before his guaranteed or before his bonus
dead
triggers.
Money. Yes,
yeah. So I would prefer Stephon Diggs to Deebo Samuel.
Yeah, I would too. Well, he's a devil, you know. Also, I mean, you've had him in camp. You know, he likes to practice. There's nothing to worry about with work ethic. I don't know if there's anything to worry about with work ethic with Deebo. I just don't, you know, I don't follow the Niners day to day. You know who would? D'Amico Ryans would know. You know, he was in the building. Like, D'Amico, if there's a wide receiver out there that's hitting the market that he would have an opinion on, a strong opinion on, one way or the other, it would be Deebo Samuel. It's funny, I like this thing where the team, it's not the first time we've seen this, where the team gives permission to the player and his agent to go find a trade partner.
Yeah.
This is sort of the soft way of telling somebody you won't trade them, because if they were to trade Deebo Samuel, it would be a massive dead money cap hit. It would be a big hit for them to trade Deebo. So I think rather than saying no, we're not going to trade you and make the relationship more contentious by not giving him what he wants, I think just telling him, yeah, sure, you go find a trade, and then they're not going to find one that the Niners agree to, I don't think, because of the dead money.
This is brutal to the 49ers fan base, just because this is the second year in a row now. There's going to be an offseason full of this Brandon Ayuk-type drama that there was last year, where Ayuk was allowed to go seek a trade, and he ended up becoming Goldilocks, and nothing was right or perfect for him. There were teams that wanted him. There were deals in place, ready to go, and he just sat out there and sat out there and sat out there and turned people down and ends up going back to the 49ers. And of course, that old cautionary tale of, all right, guy misses the whole offseason, has drama during training camp, and then doesn't do much for you during the regular season.
Yeah, he got hurt. It wasn't good. The odds on where Deebo Samuel ends up going, the Texans are 13th on the odds board. That sounds about right to me. 25-1. Like a team that I would imagine there's maybe a phone call being made, you know, just to see what the deal is.
How much are the 49ers going to absorb, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah.
I wouldn't get overly excited about it if I were your average Texans fan.
I'm with you.
But you might have a text in, 713-572-4610, if you've got any really good argument. I'm open to arguments for where I'm being an idiot about Deebo Samuel and that, no, we definitely 100% need him.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case. They need a receiver for sure, and I think they're going to address it. I just don't know. For to have to give up anything and then absorb that contract, then I just don't know where that stat you said about him not having 1,000-yard seasons. I think a lot of that is due he's not on the field. It's not because he can't play; he's injured all the time. The top five teams on the odds board for Deebo Samuel, I think, are interesting, especially at the top. I'll count down from 5-1. Number 5, New England. Number 4, Denver. Number 3, Carolina. Number 2, the Chargers, and number 1, the Washington Commanders. The Washington Commanders are the team that the Texans were last year in the offseason to everybody.
Yeah.
They were a big surprise. They drafted a quarter. They got the second best quarterback in the draft, just like perceived, at least, just like the Commanders did, right? Caleb Williams goes 1. Turns out Jaden Daniels, the guy drafted 2nd, is the one everybody should have drafted, similar to CJ and Bryce Young, I think. And like the Texans last year, Washington has a ton of cap space to go spend. And a quarterback on his rookie deal, and a season where they did a lot of things, both in the regular season and the postseason, that are cause for excitement. And so you hear them now, like they're the team that Myles Garrett is literally talking about openly going to. They're the team that's number one. They're going to be number one like they're going to be in the top three or four for every big name out there via trade. The Washington
Commanders. I missed that. Is Myles Garrett? He's throwing it out there, flat out, that he wants to go to Washington.
We played that audio last week of him on one of those shows doing the car wash on Radio Row last week. He was asked about the Commanders, and he talked about how great the Commanders are.
Right. Okay. I know he was asked about them. I guess I didn't know if you said they're the team that he wants to go to. I didn't know if if he had singled it out.
Didn't say that, but if I implied that, I apologize. Yeah. Okay. He seems to like the Commanders. My overall point is the Commanders are the kind of the chic team to be doing stuff like this.
Oh, yeah. They're that. Now, unlike the Texans from 2 years ago, because this is, as you know, this has annoyed me for a while now, that people keep talking about the 2023 Texans offense like it was a really good offense, and it wasn't. They were a middle-of-the-road offense. They just did some promising things. So going into 2024, the question was, all right, Bobby Sloak's got a good trajectory, but he's got to do a few things. For one, show that he can actually establish a run game, and he failed miserably in that regard. Whereas Washington was a genuinely potent offense this year.
Yeah. Yeah,
they had a veteran offensive coordinator in Cliff Kingsbury.
They were legit good. Yeah, like there feels like there's more staying power with Washington's offense this year than it turned out there was with the Texans last year, I think.
Right, and they did it, you know, they did it with Terry McLaurin and then just not a blisteringly awesome group of wide receivers.
People weighing in on the wide receiver thing. Give me Diggs and a couple rookies in the draft over Debo. That's a text message.
Yeah.
I like that too. I like the idea of these another text message. I like the idea of Debo adding an element to our run game along with the pass, but I would much rather retain Diggs. They're very different players, Debo Samuel and Stephon Diggs.
Right.
Very different.
Yeah, and as far as Debo Samuel and the run game and what he provides there, I still look at it as I feel like it's a cherry on top type of thing. That if you had already established a good conventional run game and you just want to add wrinkles, then I like that. I don't know, and maybe I'm overthinking it. It just feels like there's enough other areas that you really need to focus on to be fundamentally good right now.
Yeah.
That I don't have a mood to or an appetite for gadgetry at this point. Where this Debo Samuel's an awesome gadget to have.
We have no idea what Nick Cayley's appetite for gadgetry is. He's never called a play. You know, right. Like that's the weird thing about talking about any of these guys, especially a guy like Debo who has such a unique skill set is we don't know what Nick Cayley is as far as putting guys in position to maximize their skills. You know, it's an unknown right now.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Toyota has been building a legacy of excellence for years, from developing hybrid technology to upping the standards of safety and efficiency. Toyota is always innovating, always making progress. And with Toyota's superior lineup of SUVs in stock at your local Toyota dealer, you can experience the legacy for yourself. So check out an adventure-ready RAV4, designed to be the perfect mix of style, practicality, and go-anywhere attitude. Or test drive a capable and affordable Corolla Cross with the space and available tech to keep you cool and connected. And both RAV4 and Corolla Cross are available with all-wheel drive, giving you the freedom to roam. Quality, reliability, efficiency. That's the legacy of Toyota. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, to find out more. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What about Cooper Kupp, somebody's asking? I'd be fine with Cooper Kupp being a Texan if I knew what the price was to have Cooper Kupp as a Texan.
Right, and Cooper Kupp is, hey, if we see him in free agency, then Cooper Kupp's a good idea. Right now, to take on his salary and everything, unless the Rams are willing to bite off a huge chunk of it.
And trade for him.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And I don't think it makes a lot of sense for a lot of teams. Cooper Kupp, much like Debo Samuel, hasn't actually done all that much the last few years. He got injured, and then it's been a spate of just injuries and then underwhelming performances since then. So those are two guys right now. I get very, very nervous whenever the name brand appeal starts triggering your emotions, because yeah. Cooper Kupp and Deebo Samuel, who have kind of similar sounding names,
yeah.
and cool names, and no,
yeah,
cool. You know they're both really cool names.
Yeah,
they got they're fun to say, and you know them and you recognize them, and yet you got to look at guys who are in their 30s who haven't actually performed all that impressively the last couple seasons. I don't think that's what this team needs right now.
I can't believe someone is texting in the name Michael Thomas. I cannot believe somebody's texting that. He hasn't played in like 2 years, and when he plays, he gets hurt all the time.
And he's a constant headache, too.
Yes, yes.
It's drama and poor performance, but I know his name.
Yeah, right.
It's not as much fun. If I have to rank it on names that are fun to say, yeah. I'd say Deebo Samuel, Cooper Kupp, and then 478th.
And Michael Thomas. Right,
yeah.
Right. Too much past drama with DeAndre Hopkins. Thoughts? I don't think it's too much past drama. I think DeAndre Hopkins is not... He's a shell of what he once was. Like, anybody... Like, DeAndre Hopkins, if we're basing it on the postseason, he's a camp body at this point. You know what I mean?
We were debating and discussing whether the over-under of 12.5 yards was good for DeAndre Hopkins.
The prop bet, yeah.
Going into a game in which Pat Mahomes was going to be throwing him the football.
Yes.
That's where DeAndre Hopkins is right now.
Yeah.
So, I don't... That's another one. That's name brand appeal that I don't necessarily get all that excited about. Michael Thomas last played in 2023. Where he played in 10 games. He had 448 receiving yards. Before that, he had 171 receiving yards.
What was his last good season?
Last good season was 2019. So if we want to go ahead and David Anderson this thing, and the timelines are about right there, right? Or not David Anderson. Our trade piece for DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh, David Johnson.
Thank you, David Johnson.
David Johnson.
Another boring name, too. The timelines are about right. Nobody got excited about him other than Jack Easterby and Bill O'Brien.
David Johnson?
But his last good year had been in 2016.
Yeah.
And
it's really
the
good.
Thought was like, hey, all we have to do is recapture this running back. Remember how often running backs have three mediocre seasons and then all of a sudden show up and are awesome
again?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I would rather have DK Metcalf for a third-round pick or 2 fourth-round pick. Yeah, okay, they're not trading him for a third-round pick. Like, DK Metcalf can still play.
Michael Thomas hasn't had more than 448 yards in a season since 2019.
Yeah. Yeah, and somebody texted his name, and that's wild to me. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. So people, it seems to me, Seth, if I'm just using the text page as sort of the litmus test on all this, if there's going to be a veteran wide receiver to compliment Nico Collins, people are just like, yeah, just bring Stephon Diggs back.
Yeah, listen. I don't want to be like some 47-year-old woman who's desperate to have a child and is at the point where like, yeah, Michael Thomas said, I'm sure, whatever. Yeah, knock me up.
Yeah, exactly.
Just let's do it. Let's get this over with,
yeah,
okay?
Fine.
Let's at least pretend that we're young and that we've got the whole future ahead of us here, okay?
Yeah,
we're not settling at this point in the game.
Kid's never going to have more than 171 yards receiving, though, lady.
Yeah.
Right? Just so you know. All right, 713-572-4610, if you want to hit us up. That is the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line that you can hit us up on right there. Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, 713-572-4610. All right, up next, let's do headlines. There was a debut in the NBA last night that I wonder how the rest of the Western Conference is feeling after last night. And we got a ton of NFL headlines we didn't get to yesterday that we'll get to. Kind of light on local headlines today, but some good NFL stuff going on that we'll get to. In the next segment. Stay there.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.